You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Speaking about that, you know, it's been kind of a quiet summer in Orlando for UCF. They had some events, not as many as they have because of the fact that they are working on their practice fields and a lot of different things, but certainly they've been keeping busy. And Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel always stays on top of it. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. And did you find that this summer was a little bit slower than in the past?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, you mentioned this a little bit that, you know, UCF was in the process of several, you know, facility upgrade projects. You know, they're expanding the Roth Tower, on the Bounce House Stadium. You know, they're working on, you know, building this gateway project that's part of our football campus that they continue to work on. So they really weren't able to host any, you know, camps on campus this year. So that was kind of a little bit different thing that we're not used to seeing so much so, you know, with this program. So their recruiting has been basically relying on, you know, home visits and official visits over the last month. And so, you know, they've hosted, I think it's about 4 or 5 weekends straight of official visits. They just wrapped that up, and they're kind of leaning on that for their recruiting. They're hoping to get some players, you know, from that experience. They know it's kind of not the same technique that a lot of other schools are doing right now, but it's basically what you have to do when you're in the process of upgrading stuff.
Yeah. Your assessment of the first spring for the second era of Scott Frost. I mean, I know that they had a lot of productivity, a lot of new faces that they had to kind of introduce, but everybody does that. But talk about, the second time around for Scott Frost, because you know as well as I do, when he left the first time, a lot of people felt that if he stayed and ushered in the Big 12 and Power 4 era, UCF could very well be an upper echelon elite program.
Yeah, pretty much. If think about this, if he had stayed, you know, you go back and look at 2018 and 2019 and on, you know, there was a possibility for sure that 2018 would have been just as good or even better than it was. Maybe they don't lose in the Fiesta Bowl to LSU in that year. You know, look at, you know, the 2019 season, maybe that's something that they could have built off, you know, and done if Scott had stuck around, but he didn't. So he's back again this time around. I thought spring for them said a lot of the idea that Scott has mentioned it several times. You know, they had to bring in so many new players. 60 new players were brought on this roster. And, you know, he spent a lot of summer kind of getting to know players. Everything was very basic. And I think they did that on purpose. They didn't, they put in a lot of their play calling and stuff. And they wanted to make sure they just kind of fed everybody, here's what we're doing, here's what we're doing. But they really worked hard about not putting too many players out front, you know, making, like when it came to the quarterback race, for instance, you know, there was no, this guy's going to be the leader in the clubhouse. It was pretty much, here's our 4 guys, here's what we're working towards. They didn't even really put out any leadership at that point. You know, Scott told us he wanted that to develop over the summer and when they get into fall camp. And some of that goes back to the idea of when you have an April transfer window, it's difficult. You know, they lost about, I think it was about 20 players in that transfer portal window in April. And so You know, you had to go back out and get more guys, and you had to go fill some of those holes, and you bring in some walk-ons and things like that. This was kind of a struggle for them. You know, he talked about how it was a difficult time. It was fun, but difficult, he said, because, you know, again, you're having to continue to rebuild this roster. He said you're constantly negotiating, whether it's with players or who are on your roster, who are players in the portal or high school players or whatever. You're always constantly negotiating. And he said it was really kind of a challenging time for them at times. And so he feels like they've done a pretty good job of bringing in the right players. It's going to be interesting to see whether they kind of – how that looks in the fall camp. Now they've got the guys they think are going to be there. Who's going to step up and be the leaders that are going to emerge from that group?
Right. Did they leave spring with a starting quarterback, or is that still up for grabs?
No, that's still up for grabs. I mean, they wouldn't talk about who they thought was going to be the starter. I think the front runner going in is going to be Taven Jackson, who's the transfer quarterback they brought in from Indiana. I mean, he seems to be the guy with a little bit more experience, a little bit more poise. I think his skill set fits a little bit what they want to do. But I think it's going to be – there's still going to be a quarterback competition going into fall camp. You know, Ja'Kari Brown, who was one of the quarterbacks who's back from last year, he had a really good spring from what we could see. I think he's a guy that could push Taven a little bit as well. You know, Cam Fancher came in as a transfer. He's a guy that's got experience. You know, didn't have nearly as strong as a spring as I think many people thought, but he's going to be there as well. So I think it's going to be a three-man race. I think it's going to come down to who they feel like fits best what they want to do offensively. And once they've identified that, then I think it's going to be about making sure they get the pieces together and get the right depth chart going forward, because they understand once the season starts, it's like a fire hose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's going on? You have to just find a way to work your way through it.
I agree. Matt Mershell joins us, Orlando Sentinel. Recruiting-wise, they've done okay. I mean, not great, but they've done okay. They came up with – I think the idea was kind of try to go in every different direction. You want some size. They went and got Kaj Baker, a kid from here in South Florida, speedster, could play a lot of different positions, a slot, wide receiver. A kid may be able to get in, you know, for – next year, I'm talking about the 2026 class. Certainly the kid Dante Carr, the quarterback, from Pennsylvania, a highly regarded kid as well. But they also went for the offensive line, and that's important too. I know that they love the kid Amon Williams, a kid that, comes from Massachusetts. That's a big kid. And then I think probably their prize recruit would be the kid either Risu, the edge kid from St. Thomas More in Connecticut. So they kind of spread it around in the recruiting, and I know they're not done. I know they're going to add some more faces, but so far so good.
Yeah, I think so. You think about, this is a for a coaching staff that came in, kind of behind the gun a little bit on this. You know, you think about when Scott arrived, he had to put together his staff. You know, they were just wrapping up, you know, trying to salvage the 2025 class. And, you know, so you get through that, you really don't have many relationships, so to speak, with any of these guys going into 26. So it's basically from coming out from scratch. So to be able to get to where they're at right now, I think it's pretty good. You know, they've got two quarterbacks in this class. You mentioned Dante Carr. You know, they've also got Kane Archer. Both those guys, I think getting those guys were huge for this coaching staff. You know, quarterback obviously was a major issue last year for UCF. You know, they had four different guys starting at quarterback in rotation kind of, which never seemed to work. You know, they need to continue to build that position. It's a position in transition. So they want to get some young guys in there. They want to see how they're going to do this. You know, Gus Malzahn, who was here before, he leaned heavily on the transfer portal to try to build his quarterback class. Well, you know, this time around, it looks like Scott's trying to at least build a little bit through high school recruiting, which I think will help them in the long run. So, and as you mentioned, they brought in some size. They brought in some speed. I think they're filling some different needs. You know, some people said to me, you know, they've got a lot of players from outside the state of Florida. Why is that? You know, I just think right now at this point, they're looking to fill spots and to fill the needs, so that they're defining guys all over the place. You know what I mean? Yeah. This has been a very, I'm sure you know, this has been a very busy summer when it comes to recruiting. We've had a lot of guys commit, you know, and I think they're just trying to find some guys they're going to get. I think they'll get some more over the next couple months, but I also think they're going to use the fall to have an opportunity to check out some guys maybe who weren't on a lot of schools' radars that maybe have a good senior year, and they maybe go after them hard, you know, getting ready for the December, you know, early signing period. So it's a decent class, but I also think it's one that shows that they're definitely trying to focus in on some areas of need with defense and the offensive line as well.
No doubt. And we move into the newly named Acrisure Bounce House. And for years, the FBC Mortgage Stadium, now we make a transition. And they've done a lot of improvements. I saw the picture of it. They're all excited about that as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, this is a project that's been going on. You know, they started this earlier this year. It's going to run through, you know, this year and hopefully be done by the beginning of football season next year. It's going to add lots of premium seating. It's going to expand the tower. I'm personally looking forward to it because the press box is going to be redone, which means more room for me in the press box. You know, but it's something that needed to be done. This is something that UCF Athletic Director Terry Mahajer talked about, is when they got to the Big 12, their facilities were kind of woefully behind compared to some of the other programs, and they have to invest in that. So they went out, you know, the tourism development tax money, which has been a big part of that. They're also raising money to do this new gateway, the Hagel Gateway, which they feel like will be an opportunity to showcase the stadium and some of their other athletic areas. They've expanded their practice fields. They're really got a bunch of projects in mind that they'd like to do to help kind of keep them up par when it comes to the Big 12. Now they're also going to be getting full share of media money from the Big 12. That's going to be a huge step as well. But of course, all that goes on as we step into the new world order of revenue sharing from the House settlement. So it's going to be interesting how everyone is able to kind of guide through that and get themselves on the same playing field.
Good stuff, Matt. Appreciate you as always. Let everybody know how they can follow you. I know you're going to have a lot of stories, a lot of social media as well.
Yeah, you can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out the latest, or on social media, they can follow me at OS Matt Michelle.
Good stuff. Matt, thanks so much. We'll catch up soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Matt Michelle, Orlando Sentinel, does a really good job with UCF. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.